Right, that is the Divine Comedy there with Gin Soaked Boy. Sounds a bit like Scott Ross, he's on at one. 11:37. Sorry, Scott. I'd like to get my digs in before he gets in the studio and has a go at me. Now, joining me in the studio today is Peter Steer from Tenet, who's just back from a tour of Germany. Tenet got also on our A-list at the moment with Punishment, and were part of our creative sessions back in February, but they gave an excellent performance, and you can still check that out on the website. Now, acclaimed singer-songwriter Julian Regan, All About Eve, has teamed up with The Last Cry and Tenet to release a 6-track charity single in aid of the Andy Haight campaign. There's a Sophie Lancaster Foundation, which is actually released today. Now, before we talk about the tour and the music collaboration, who are Tenek?
Tenek, we're basically an electronic duo. We've been together since 2007, although Jeff Pinkney, who's the other member of Tenek, and myself have been working together for more years than we'd care to mention on various projects. Yeah, we've been in several bands, and we're like a production team as well, and we've done remixes. And so we've known each other since 1991.
And how did you meet? Did you sort of win a club or just this?
We met at a Gary Numan concert at the Electric Ballroom in Camden.
Right.
I went along just to watch, and Jeff's band Glasshouse were supporting Gary Numan. And I got chatting to them, and they were great guys, and I really liked what they did. So we exchanged numbers, and we ended up starting doing gigs together. And then on the next Gary Numan tour, my band also did some shows, and they did the other shows.
Yeah.
And then eventually, I ended up joining their band, Glasshouse, because my own band folded, and they decided they'd like a guitarist, so I ended up playing for Glasshouse. So if you can't beat them, join them. That was my motto.
So the music is sort of electronic. It's that kind of Gary Numan-y kind of. What sort of style would you say?
I guess it is. I mean, we always get reference to the 80s, and definitely that's where our major influences are. But we're both very keen to make sure that the production is modern and the songwriting's as strong as it could be. So we do get a lot of 80s comments thrown at us, but we feel there's a lot of 90s dance influences. We're both into a lot of sort of dance stuff in the 90s, so there's quite an element of that in there, and there's an element of modern rock, like bands like White Lies and Queens of the Stone Age. It's a big musical melting pot, we like to say.
I thought you were going to just say, I say to them, get stuffed. I do what I like.
Well, you know, there is an element of that with Tenet. We just do what we want to do, really. We haven't got a record company telling us how to sound or what to do. We're self-financed at the moment, and so we can pretty much, we're masters of our own destiny, and we like it like that.
Great website. I'll give you the details for that, but it is www.tenek.info if you
That's
want to check
correct,
out the website.
Yep.
When you're actually writing, I mean, you were saying about getting together in the studio. You obviously did. You start off using sort of analog tape machines, and have you gone on to like Pro Tools? What do you put stuff, you know, on a, when you sit down to write, how do you write? Have you got lyrics, or have you got like melody lines? How do you guys work together?
Lyrics always come last with us. It's very rare. Right. We'll come up. We write lots of stuff down on our phones, like phrases or anything. We're like magpies. If we hear anything, we'll write it down. Films, conversations.
On a bus.
Yep. Anything we hear, we will write that down. And so they're kind of quite disparate in some ways. Musically, it's whatever's lying around in studio. It could be a guitar, a bass guitar. We might start something on the computer, but we use a thing called Logic to write and record our music, which is like an Apple Mac program, which is fantastic. But originally, we did start out with cassette machines and reel-to-reel machines, and we've been through the whole complete changeover of how recording is done. I mean, studios now are becoming a little bit obsolete, apart from the top-end ones, because you can just buy a computer now and you can write anything at home. You get 50,000 drum loops with the programs, and you can just do anything at home now. So there's a lot more bedroom musicians, I'd say, but whether people can sort of take it to that next level is quite difficult.
When you're actually writing, when do you get to, so sometimes when you're if you don't actually produce the stuff yourself, and a lot of artists will let somebody else come in and do the engineering and the mixing and then come back to it, how do you make sure that you don't kind of keep working at something? Do you have to sort of do you have to work at it and then just go, right, don't listen to that for about 2 weeks, or otherwise do you find you just won't leave something alone?
We're pretty good with that, actually. We do, there has to be an end in sight, doesn't there? And unfortunately with this third album, we have taken slightly longer than normal, but we did two albums in 18 months. And we are quite disciplined, you know. We'll get to that point and we will know that it's finished. We can just see no more tweaking can be done with it, you know. And some songs come together a lot quicker than others. I mean, some songs take 6-7 months to finish, and some can be done in a week.
Yeah.
It every song is different, and but we're, you know, I'd say we're quite disciplined. I know people like to. I was in a band before where we spent about 8 years making an album that never got finished, and it kept, the guy that was in it kept tweaking it to try and make it current and modern, and by the time he'd made it current and modern, it had moved on, so he kept tweaking it, and it was so frustrating for me. So actually we're both like things to be quite immediate. I mean, we have written and recorded songs and had them released the week after.
Yeah,
you can't really, you know, can't, that's what you can do on the internet now. You could write a song at home, have it mastered, finished, uploaded to iTunes within a... I actually recorded a single with a guy called Kevin Tyre last year, and I recorded the vocals on the Friday, and the track was released the next Friday.
Wow, that's a lot of...
It's really immediate, really immediate, and, you know, it came out really well. I don't think you have to labour over music all the time. I mean, this, there is this misconception that, you know, it needs to be... spend months and months on it, but I don't think that's necessarily right.
Now, you've been, you've just been to Germany. You literally came back yesterday. Was it yesterday you got back?
I got back last night from Germany, yeah. We just flew in from Berlin. Well, we've spent a lot of time in Germany over the last 3 years. We did two tours in Germany in 2010, one with a band called Division, who are quite big in Germany, and another with a USA band called Iris. And we're sort of... We do quite well in Germany. We've got a good audience out there, and we've had a little gap because we've been working on other things. But we're back with Division again. It's their 25th anniversary, and they asked for us as special guests, which we're very honoured about. And they're filming the tour, and they've got a big film crew, and so we've just come back, and we were sharing a tour bus with you know, the band, the crew, a film crew. So it was quite cramped on the Nightliner bus. But it was a fantastic experience. You know, we get to play to much bigger audiences in Germany, you know, around 1,000 mark.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, which is really good exposure for us, and our music goes down really well. Our music's quite immediate, so we're lucky in that if the first or second song doesn't get them, we're pretty sure the third or the fourth will, and, you know, so we line up a set that is very immediate and very punchy.
Yep.
There's one sort of medium pace track in the middle just to bring things down, and then it's like an assault at the end of our set with just, you know, our catchier sort of more up-tempo songs.
Now, we are going to talk about the six-track charity single, but before we do, because I want to get two songs in while we're doing this. So the first one we're going to do is Punishment.
That's so correct. That's
tell us,
us, yeah.
tell us a little bit about that, because that's on our A-list at the moment.
Okay, Punishment. It's a track that was originally recorded by our friends The Last Cry, who this EP is with, and it's a fantastic track and very apt to the EP and the cause that we're supporting. And it's put one of our favourite tracks off their first album, and this was the one we picked. We thought we could give it the 10-eck treatment, and it's turned out really well. Very, very pleased with, because we've not recorded a cover version before. We've done one live, but we've never recorded and released a cover version. We prefer to write our own stuff, you know.
And basically, we will explain it afterwards, because you've basically done theirs and then they've done yours, and it's kind of...
That's right. Yeah. It was their idea. They said, well, we'll cover one of yours and you do one of ours. And we said, that's a fantastic idea, and we'll get some really cool remixes done, and it all sort of snowballed from there. It's taken a long time to come together, actually. It's been bubbling under for about... 15-16 months, actually, the first talk of it. So we're just really pleased that today's, you know, a big day for us to see it finally get released.
And it's released today, by the way, and we will give all the details at the end. We're going to be talking about the Sophie Lancaster Foundation as well, which is why this has been released. It's an EP, as you just heard Peter say. It's released today. Here's the track. This is Tenek with Punishment.
Yeah.
That is Tenek with Punishment. Don't forget that is on the A list. Don't forget you can check them out on the website, all the W's, tenek.info. Now you're releasing today a new EP, 6-track charity single, jointly with The Last Cry, yep. where you've covered each other's songs round back to front, round the other
we
way.
We have, yes.
How did you get involved with the project? And can you also tell us about the Sophie Lancaster Foundation, which this is which this is the proceeds will be going towards as well?
Well, the Sophie Lancaster Foundation, it was it's based on basically Sophie Lancaster was a alternative looking kind of goth girl who was walking through a park with her boyfriend in Lancashire. I think it was in 2007. Mm. And her boyfriend got attacked and she stepped in to stop him getting beaten up. And, you know, it got worse and basically they both ended up in hospital. But Sophie ended up dying.
Yeah.
And she was attacked for being different, just daring to look different, you know, and express her individuality. And so sometime later, Sophie's mum started up the Sophie Lancaster Foundation to you can actually use Sophie as an acronym. It's Stamp Out Prejudice, Hatred, Intolerance Everywhere, which I think is really good. And the black wristbands are sort of everywhere at gigs. And so Sophie's mum, Sylvia, goes around to schools and everywhere and tries to sort of, you know, bring a message of, you know, unity and stamping out this terrible thing that happened.
Yeah, and all because of the way somebody dresses. That was
absolutely,
the whole
thing. It's a horrendous thing. And so, you know, it's a cause that both The Last Cry and ourselves are very much part of the UK alternative music scene. Mm-hmm. And it was the natural choice, really. And I mean, Andrew Birch from The Last Cry did suggest it, and we said, "Well, that's a fantastic idea. We're definitely on board. Let's do this." And we all feel very strongly about it, and it's something that, you know, there is a website, you know, Sophie Lancaster Foundation website. If you just type in Sophie, it generally comes up on Google searches. And they do brilliant work, and so we're very pleased to support that.
Excellent. Now, you can, as you say, download the single today from iTunes. You get the
Amazon, everywhere. It's everywhere from today. Every download site should have it. Yeah, it should.
Every
do,
download site, I must say that. I was just, I had a look on the website. I had a look at the website, and I can't find it here. Yeah, Higher Ground, the video, because it's great.
Yeah.
How did you, who filmed it for a start? Because sometimes when you sort of look at videos, like, oh, it's really good, I like this, I've done this. Do you ever get nervous when you're doing things like videos? Because I'm a musician, but I've never been filmed because I don't think anyone wants to see that. But to be quite honest, but I don't know, how do you do it? I mean, because they say, like, just look normal and sing, or just look normal and walk. How does it work?
Well, we used a really good company called Sim Films, who was like a friend of a friend, and she was doing a video company, and she said, you know, I'd really like to do a video with you guys. When you've got a song you think that you'd really want to do a video for. So we thought, well, Higher Ground, that would be a good one. It's quite an anthemic song for us. And luckily we had a friend who is the curator at Coal House Fort in East Tilbury, and he said, why don't you come and film it down here? Because it's really spooky, and it's been used for films like, I think, Batman Returns, and even Gary Newman filmed a video down there back in 1991, and it is a really spooky place. And it's also very cold in February. We did it in February 2011, but it was freezing, so any thoughts of being self-conscious, you actually throw yourself around just to keep warm, really. And so we weren't too worried about it, and you've just filmed the track over and over again. But Jeff had a leading acting role in it, so he had to sort of... I was just upstairs, really, drinking tea and eating donuts, and he was doing the wandering around all the dark cellars in this very spooky place.
Yeah.
Wearing a mask. And
Which he does normally.
He can do, you know. He is listening in, though.
Sorry, only when he's remixing.
He's got his remixing mask on. Yeah. But the video, it took a long time to come together with the editing and that, but they did a really good job, and we would like to do another sort of proper production video. And on the new album, we're collaborating with Saffron from Republica.
So the new album, how long do you think it will be before... How many songs have you got sort of underway or sort of pushed?
We've got hundreds underway. But we've got what we call 10 contenders.
Yeah.
And we need one more, but we're quite confident that that's not going to be an issue. But they're in various states of disarray. Some of the songs are nearly finished. Some have got vocals, some haven't. Some have got bits of vocals. Some are very nearly finished.
Yep.
It's just, we're very flitty. We work on a bit of one, then we think, oh, hang on, we'll go back to that. We're, you know, it's good you can do that on a computer. You can just stop what you're doing on that one and say, oh, I've got an idea for this one.
Yeah.
So it's quite good. But yeah, no, the album's, we're really, really pleased with how it's turned out. It's taken a little while to find our direction with this album, because our first album was very much of one sound. Our second album was very 80s orientated, and we were keen to move away from that.
Yeah.
So we've gone off on a slightly different direction whilst retaining the Tenet trademarks, which are...
And you said Saffron as well.
Saffron will be involved, yes. Yeah, Saffron's going to do a song with us, and so we're waiting to see what happens there. But if that, we're hoping that it's quite a storming track, actually, a bit like the track we did with Republica. So we're hoping that if that turns out really well, could be a single,
yep.
Maybe a video, because Saffron is so much more photogenic than Jeff and myself.
I wouldn't say that. Oh, no, sorry, you might be listening. Yeah, she's very attractive as
she
well.
She is,
sorry.
Absolutely.
They're all very attractive.
She looks fantastic,
yeah.
You know. And so we'd quite like to do a video with Saff, actually.
So would I. I'd just stand in the background waving.
Well, come along then when we're doing it. That'd be great. Yeah.
Put a hat on or just get involved. Who's that in the background? Don't worry about her. She turns up everywhere. So if you do want to get hold of the charity single, as you said, it's on iTunes. You can also get it off your website, all the W's, tenek.info. It's
all
on
the info's
Amazon.
On there, yeah.
It's at Amazon, and you can pick it up, and it's actually released today.
It is released today. It's out now.
Out now. It's out now. Now, don't forget, we're going to be playing you another track coming up to the news. This is The Last Cry with Under My Skin.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks very much for coming in. Great to meet you, finally.
Lovely, thank you.
Cheers.
Yes, it's been great.
And we were joking about the mask.